What does the term psulei hamukdashim mean? It means it's a general term for kachim that got a mum that passes them to be makrivit on the mizbeach. These types of kachim have to be redeemed. When you redeem them, the money goes off the behemah and it goes on to the money. And with that money, you purchase another behemah that is fit to be a karban. The behemah that you redeemed goes out l'chulin. Chulin means the opposite of kachim. Like chayil means a weekday, chulin means a chulin animal. And it's mutter bi'achila. But, like we have mentioned before, even after you redeem it, after, let's say, I had a karban, all set to go, it got a mum, I redeem it. So it's true. The kedusha leaves the behemah, goes on to the money. With the money, you buy a different behemah, but that first behemah has some kedusha. You're not allowed to cut its wool, you're not allowed to work with it, and its milk is aser bana. All of this we have discussed in previous Mishnahs. The exception to this rule is pchar and meiser. Karban pchar or karban meiser are different than other kachim. If there's a mum, they go out to chulin on their own, and it's mutar biachila, you don't have to redeem it. In regard to a pchar, the pasuk says loy sivdeh, it's not necessary to redeem it. In regard to meiser, the pasuk says loy yigoyah. The karban pchar and the karban meiser are also aser begizi v'yavaydu. You can't shear its wool, and you can't milk it, can't work with it. There is a chumrah by Pchar and Maisa that you don't have the other psulei hamikdash. What do you mean? Other psulei hamikdash is much more strict. Here you redeem it. You have to take the money and buy a different carbon. By Pchar and Maisa, you don't have to redeem it. If it gets a mum, you can just eat it, right? No, there's a chumrah by Pchar and Maisa that psulei hamikdash does not have. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Pchayres, Perik Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Kol Psulei HaMikdashim, all kachim that received a mum that passel them to be marked on the Mizbeach, and they were redeemed. Nimkarin Beitlis. So I'm redeeming it, I'm going to take the money and buy another carbon with it. I can sell it in the marketplace, the regular marketplace where they sell meat. Vineshchatin Beitlis. It's mutter to shecht it in the regular marketplace where Shechtim Shecht. Vineshkalim Belitra. It's mutter to weigh the meat with a scale during the time of selling it. In other words, the same way I would treat chulin behema, that's how I would treat this. Maybe it's a little bit of a bazillion or a lot of a bazillion just to sell it in a butcher place or weigh it the way you would weigh a piece of meat. Well, the answer to that is you get more money this way. And it's in the interest of Hegdish. The Toiva Sana goes to Hegdish. You'll be able to buy a better new carbon. That's the reason we're willing to be mezalzel. Mezalzel means to make cheap a little bit. Zul means cheap. We're willing to be mezalzel a little bit, the way you're selling it, for the benefit of Hegdash. But when it comes to Bchar HaMaisa, it doesn't have to be redeemed. So we don't want you to sell it like a regular piece of meat in the marketplace. Or Shech did that way. Chutz min Bchar HaMaisa that received a mum, Shani Yasel LeBailim. Here the Bailim have Hanof. You're going to get more money for this Bchar or this Maisa. Who benefits? Not Hegdash, the Bailim. Psulei HaMikdashim, buy other karbanos, you redeem it, you have more money to buy a better carbon, you have to buy another carbon with it, so Hanayasan LeHegdash. Then it goes to Hegdash. That's why we're letting you sell it in a way that you would sell regular meat, even though it's a bazillion. But Bchar HaMaisa is different. By Bchar HaMaisa, the Hanah goes to the Baila. You don't have to redeem it and buy another carbon. We just explained, Bchar HaMaisa don't have to be redeemed. So if you're going to sell it, true, the Kayan will have more. The one who's selling the Maisa Behemah will have more. But that's your benefit. We would rather you sell it in a different way. Sell it in your house, not on the marketplace. The person that buys it, we should estimate how much it is. Don't mamash put it on a butcher scale. People will give less money under these circumstances. Less people would want to buy it that way. Okay, fine. So that's, shall we say, a sacrifice that we have to make not to be mezalzel and hegdish. And let me just understand one thing. The kohen has a bchar, gets a mum, fine, he can eat it, he can sell it. But it goes for his own benefit, so he has to sell it in a more finer way. You allowed to sell Maiser Behema? And the answer is generally, says the Taisus Yom Tov, no. But we're talking about meat that belongs to Yisayimim. And Chazal were matter to sell it in a way, like in the marketplace, for the benefit of the Yisayimim. Sometimes with meat, especially they didn't have freezers, if he didn't get to sell it as quickly as possible, the meat would be ruined. So this that you can't sell Maiser Behema after the Shechita is an Issa Midrabanan, And Chazal, we're not geyser, where we want to help out the assignment. Finally, the Mishnah concludes, V'shoiklin mona k'neged mona b'pchar, even by basar p'char balmum. So we said you can't use a scale. So how do I sell it? How do I know how much I'm selling? So what you could do is weigh one portion of meat against the other portion of meat. And again, even by a p'char. How did their scales work? So like the scales you see at Rosh Hashanah time. So let's say you wanted to sell a litra. There was a special weight of a litra. You put it on one side. And you put enough meat on the other side until it was even. So that you can't do. What you could do is, let's say I have a piece of meat that I weighed already. And I know it weighs a litra. I can put the piece of meat on one side of the scale and put this meat of the b'char on the other side and see if it's even. So again, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, we know that a carbon that develops a mum cannot be brought in the base of Mikdash. It has to be redeemed, and I bring a replacement. I buy the replacement with the money that I got for redeeming it. So once I redeem it, the Kedusha goes off the blemished animal onto the money, and from the money onto the new animal. Although there are some restrictions on the animal that the Kedusha left, the animal that got the mum, it could be shechted, it could be eaten anywhere, and that's because I wanted to get the maximum price for it. It's toivas hana, the toiva is for hegdish. On the other hand, a p'char that got a mum, which is shechted or sold by the kayin, doesn't even have to be redeemed. Same is true with meiser behema, it can be shechted without being redeemed. So it's your benefit, you should get more money. So we say, no, can't just sell it in the marketplace together with the other meat, or shechted in the marketplace, or use a regular scale. What you could do is, v'shoik l'mana k'neged mana, weigh one portion of meat against another portion of meat, as long as you don't use the official weight. There has to be some extra degree of derech eretz when it comes to selling either p'char or meiser behema. And one more thing, of course, p'char you can only sell after it got a mum. That has to be brought as a carbon. Same is true for meiser behema. However, in the case of meiser behema, normally you're not allowed to sell it at all. If it has a mum, the bialim can eat it. You can't sell it. But that's an issur d'rabbanan. In the case of yesaimim, we're scared. After they shecht it to eat it, they may not be able to eat it in time before it spoils. So there's a special heter that they could sell it. Yet, it has to be sold in a more fine way, not the regular way you would sell meat.